Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to Power to Be You Radio. And this is Sandra Bueno. I am the founder of Live and Learn Coaching Enterprises and the creator of the Power to Be You platform. And today is March 4th. And I am very pleased and happy to be here with you once again. And I am going to begin by giving you a little bit of background to what I've been doing with A Power to Be You. And as many of you, the regular listeners, as you have been with me for the previous months, I began the Empowering Author series. This is where I have brought to light different authors who are visionaries, leaders, coaches, who truly are individuals in the power and in the movement of who we are, what we're doing, what we need to do, and they are collectively representing a movement of awareness, a movement of education and empowerment for the improvement and the betterment of our society. And for me, it has been an amazing awareness and an amazing platform to be able to share with these individuals who have been able to contribute what they have done in their journey to help us all along on this ride. So what I'd like to do is, number one, thank them and thank you, the listeners, because without you, there would be no purpose for my show. And as far as I am concerned, we are all embarking on a journey collectively. We are on, for those of us who are aware, we all know that there is something that we can do, there is something that needs to be done, and we must do it for our fellow kind and our brothers, our sisters. And the whole purpose, again, is to encourage not only ourselves to have a better life and to really truly live up to who we are supposed to be, but also to do so that we may lead our children forward. And this is the purpose for Power to Be You. You find the power within you to be who you're supposed to be, and then you will be able to encourage the kids and all of those who need us there so that they themselves can end up being the leaders that they are destined to be. So today's show is going to be a half an hour show where I am going to take the helm of bringing some coaching to you. I know I've let go of this for the past month because of the Empowering Author series, but I feel that it is necessary for me to come back and give you this. This is something that truly is empowering because it allows me also to wage where I am. And today is an important day in my life because tonight I will be presenting to a group of both parents and children who are under the Take Stock in Children program. And this is a program that you can go online and look at. But the Take Stock in Children program, it consists of children who are in middle and high school, and they enroll in a program if accepted. These kids are children who have who are low income and high risk, but who also qualify based on their grades and based on the potential of succeeding if encouraged and mentored. So the Take Stock program gives them a volunteer mentor, who is any one of us, for 1 hour a week, and in return, the children get a four-year scholarship. And this is a program that exists out here in Florida, in West Palm Beach, and it's a program that is in the works of being introduced into other states and hopefully nationwide. So this is a program that I am a volunteer mentor to, and now I am going to be going in to give a class and a talk to parents on creating a win-win situation with their kids. So that's why, for me, wanting to just give off some of the coaching material that I have is right on target with tonight's event and goals. So thank you once again. Welcome on Power to Be You. The number to call in is 646-716-8620. If you'd like to reach me, you can go to liveandlearnllc@gmail.com or just leave me a message via blogtalkradio.com/Power to Be You. And that's POWR, the numeral 2, BE, and the letter U. Today's topic is about tapping into your creative soul. Like I've said before, the power to be you, it's about you uncovering that power within you to be who you are meant to be, who you were destined to be. And we've all heard that all of us have special gifts. We've all been told that we are unique individuals, that we all carry our own blueprint. I believe we do carry our own blueprint for success. But I also, it's a treasure map hunt. And this is something that you and I as adults, we must, irrespective what our age is, we must fight and challenge ourselves to uncover it or even discover it. Because truly, this is what makes the difference between people who succeed and people who live a life feeling that we're not good at anything, feeling disappointment, disillusionment, feeling the grips of failure. In order for us to be able to ride above that, we must uncover what our gifts are. And we must do so by the willingness for us to really tap in to our creative essence, our creative force. Another word for creative force and essence is energy. Another word for energy is movement. Movement. Movement directs you. Movement makes you get up. Movement makes you go forward. So this is so important because I have seen time and time again with individuals, particularly those who are unhappy, the one thing that they share in common is that state of being where they are sedentary, where all they do is reflect and they ponder and they think about what they want to think or what they wish they would have been or what they should have done or why someone did them wrong. So the difference now, how you can fight that and how you can tap into your creative soul is, number one, start moving. Start moving. The simple act of getting up and moving, the simple act of going for a walk, going for a run, jumping up and down, you know, just get yourself busy. Move forward. Good ideas don't just happen. And when good ideas do happen, we must rise and grip them. And we must move with them. We must apply them. And that requires action. It requires energy. Energy is what makes the world go round. Energy is what keeps us moving, is what keeps us in place at the same time, vis-a-vis the world, vis-a-vis the earth, vis-a-vis everything that's the forces that surround our life. So we must, first of all, put movement as the preeminent reason. You know, once we stop moving, what happens to us? We start dying. You know, people who sleep forever and ever, it's like you're wasting your life sleeping. Wait until the day that you perish, and then you'll be able to sleep for the rest of your time. So really, this is so important, because really I find that a lot of the people that are out there that tend to just complain about life, most of the times they are not in the wellness. Most of the time these people tend to be, again, a lot of mouth movement, but not much more of that. You look at the people who are bitter, look at the people who are ready to fight, look at the people who are belligerent. You know, take into account what you see in front of you. Take into account their makeup. Take into account their physical body. Do they look healthy? You know, moving makes a big difference in life. Because when you move, you let go of that whatever's weighing you down. When you move, you let go of stress. When you move, you let go of pressure. When you move, you feel free. And this is something that we, as grown-ups and as parents, must understand when it comes to kids. Kids need to move. Most of the times we're always telling them, sit down, sit there, be tight, control yourself. And then these kids go to school and they're told the same thing. And then they're given a label because all of a sudden they're found that they are not controllable, that these kids are fidgeting, that these kids are nervous, that these kids are overly compulsive. You know, we got to give them and ourselves a place for us to move and to engage and to let off steam, to let off pressure, simply so that we can bring in, because with every reaction, there's an equal and opposing reaction. So when you give off something, you're going to take in something different. So by us giving off all of that which is keeping us restless, what do you think the counterbalance will be? It'll be a level of calmness. It'll be a level of gratification. It'll be something that's going to lead us to more productivity. Physically, it will lead us to a better feeling within us. It will lead us to wanting to eat more because all of a sudden we let go and we moved our bodies around, so now our digestive system is moving. Try it. If you're a parent, try it with your kid. If your kid's having difficulty eating, take them outside in the park. Run with them a little. Let them play ball. Let them go ride a bicycle. Or you run after them. See if after a while that you engage, you're not going to be feeling thirstier, and you're not going to be feeling like you want some water, and you're not going to be feeling like you want to eat something, and probably something healthy and something nutritious and something light. This is one way for us to already be kind of killing two birds with one stone. Not only do we get our physical, but we're also going to be getting emotional. Then we're also going to be getting the nutritious elements of our being. And when we come to settle at night, we're probably going to be able to sleep a lot better, have a more soundful sleep. And what happens the next day? We awaken on a better side of the bed. You awaken probably with more zest, maybe even some elements of gratitude. But that's what our body is about. It is about moving and movement. So going back to tapping our creative soul, that the first thing that must be there on the platform is our desire to move and our willingness to take action. So we must start taking action. But now you can't also just get busy by just throwing yourself in all directions without awareness of where it is that you want to go. So since today we are talking about tapping into our creative soul in our creating being, we must recognize that this is our own right and our inherent gift to ourselves and from our Creator. That we've been gifted and we have been granted a unique ability to be this one being with special forces within us. And it is our duty in this journey and in this life to find out what it is and to make it come out from us so that in turn we can show it to other people. Because in showing it to others, we are now giving of ourselves for their betterment. And when we give of ourselves, what does that do? It brings back more to us. And if you ask me what the definition of success and the definition of fulfillment is, the answer you will get is success is living the life that you want to live according to how you want to live it, provided that you are contributing to the well-being, the welfare of others. So whether it is being a teacher, wanting to shape the future of children, whether it is a father, wanting to keep a family, giving them love and affection, giving them security, whether it is a mom that truly is the most, the biggest and the most fundamental of leaders that can ever happen in our existence, that role of a mother, or an entrepreneur who wants to create a new vision for the market or for a company. It does not matter what it is that you want to be. What matters is what being, what that being will give you. A feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of love, a feeling of purpose, a feeling of contribution. The fact that you made it, the fact that you believed in yourself to rise to a different level, to rise above the challenges, to rise above criticism or critiques or fear and doubt. We have all of those. Everyone, all of us has that. That's just our human nature. That is just the good, the bad, and the ugly. We have all that. You know, but I really truly fervently feel that it is our to truly find within us that purpose and the power to be who we're meant to be by not succumbing to fear, pain, doubt. That's normal. We have to ride above that. We have to rise above it. We have to fight whatever comes our way that's going to prevent us from being who we're supposed to be. And the better equipped we are at doing so, the more successful we will eventually become. Keep in mind also that success is a series of events. Success happens every day when you are purposely living your life toward a direction. So whether it is you waking up in the morning, number one, waking up, that's success. When you're able to put your feet on the ground and get up from your bed, that's success. Go back into my archive and listen to Deborah Akbar, whom I had on the show 2 weeks ago. Deborah is a quadriplegic, 18 years, confined to a wheelchair. Now, when you listen to Deborah, you will realize that she is successful. Has it been difficult for her? Yes, it has. Has it been challenging for her family? Most definitely. Is she living life with purpose and with a vision? Far and beyond our own imagination, she is. Now, is she successful? She's successful every day, yes. Now, is this success, was she the epitome of where she wants to be? No. But for as long as she continues believing, pursuing, dreaming, envisioning, living her life with a cause, she will eventually arrive at a place where she herself will be able to say, you know what? Yes, I've achieved a great deal of success. And I can tell you that once she comes out here to Florida and she meets with these physicians and she does her therapy, she will have met a new level. And that success is going to lead to the encouragement of others. So at that point, anyone can say, yes, you're successful because now you've touched the life of others, because you gave them hope, because you gave them purpose. And her success will always continue. And for as long as you believe in yourself and you believe in your dream, you will meet with success. That success will always continue being something in the future, because as we accomplish those goals, we will always raise our standards. We will always be raising our standards, and we will all. But that's why it's so important for us to be in the present and to truly believe in what we have. So going back to tapping into our creative soul and finding the power to be, how are we going to ignite this spark? How are we going to allow the new ideas to take root in our creative soul? Well, I just happened to find some information that was created by someone else. This was actually created by a person with the name of Jordan Ayan, A-Y-A-N, who is an expert on creativity. And his book is Ignite Your Creative Spark. He has a four-step process that will help you bring them to life. And in our remaining 9 minutes, this is what I'd like to give you. The four steps to tapping your creative soul. The first one is preparation. You must gather information and resources to fully understand a problem or opportunity. Take my 40 years of life to about a few weeks ago, where I finally said, enough shopping, enough gathering, enough hoarding of information and resources. I understand the problem. I understand the opportunity. I see my purpose. But it took me all this time to feel secure enough to finally say, okay, I've gathered all the resources I need. Now I'm set. But actually, I will say that it's been 40 years, but preparation I've had now for a while. I'm much further in this four-step process in the preparation stage. But I will tell you that in my mind, even though my soul knew it, my mind wouldn't allow me to believe it yet. I had to feel so secure within myself that I felt that, yes, I had all the strength within me, and I had everything around me, and I had the resources and the contacts and everyone so that I could effectively go out there and impact and help. So for you, in developing these creative sparks within your soul, there's preparation. And this might have happened at an early age, it might have happened in your young years, in your teenage years, or it might be happening right now. So that's the first thing, preparation. Number two, incubation. The process of incubation or incubating means you take these ideas and you just allow them to swell within you. Just allow them to kind of like an incubator, just warm up within you, kind of feeling in your soul, just finding its way so that it could just grow into your body and into your stomach and into your being. You allow your mind to take you there. This is not a conscious action towards solving your problem. Instead, it's just you allowing yourself in your subconscious mind to play with the information, just to allow yourself to be, to allow your spirit to believe, to allow the external world to touch you, to tap into your emotions. You know, it's not about being judgmental. It's not about being doubtful. It's not about throwing the idea away when all of a sudden you think that, hey, I can create something, or hey, I can build, I don't know, whatever it is. I can build an orphanage, or I can build a bridge, or I can invent something, or I can buy an island. Whatever it is that you feel, if you can dream it, you can become it. We've heard that. We have heard that. There are millions of quotes out there created by our predecessors that truly just inspire us. And they don't just come from inspiration. They come from actual people who were doers, who were movers, who put their life into action. And in the process, impacted and created a difference for others. So your job, my job, is for us to be the best people we can be so that we can allow our gifts to come forward, so that we can honor our Creator, honor our world, honor our own life, and in the process, honor the lives of those that are coming behind us. So in your period of incubation, you let that be. Just let it settle. Now the third, illumination. That term is just so beautiful. Illuminate, to shine, brilliance, to lead forward, to ignite, spark. That experience, according to Jordan Ayan, is your aha moment. And this is probably when you're least expecting it. This is probably when you're in the shower. This is probably when you're just hanging around, walking, not realizing. And all of a sudden, something comes to you. Aha, this is what you're supposed to do. And then you all of a sudden experience this flare-up. You feel this passion within you, like, yes, I can do that. That's you. That is your purpose. That becomes your reason for being. That becomes a little element that you can write down and say, this is what I want to do. This is what I believe I can do. And when you have that, you write it down. You write it down. That's that spark that's going to develop wings if you encourage it. That's also that spark that can die when you share it with the wrong people who are sling shooters and they're going to shoot down your dream. Or they'll come and say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you're so silly. Well, I just heard a story today of the owner or the creator of McDonald's. He was told, it took him to get that idea out. And I believe he contacted about 200 people to come in and become his business associate. And on one of those occasions, he shared the business plan with a man who, after reading his business plan for 2 days, came back to him and said, hey, I shared your business plan with another person, and you know what? I will never make money selling hamburgers. Well, hello. So, illumination, that's your aha moment. And implementation is the final one. Implementation is when you take all of this together and you make it happen. You implement it. You bring it into your life. You say, this is it. This is where I'm going. You put in all your passion. You put in your drive. You put in your energy. You start getting information. You start looking at resources. You start Googling it. You know, go for the prime. Go for the gold. Even if you end up letting it go later on, you're already on a step. As your mind becomes focused and as you become aware, you start leading yourself in that direction. When you start doing, you will always get closer to where you need to be. You will adapt. You will come around and realize that maybe this is working, maybe this is not. You will waste yourself. But when you implement, it's when you start doing. And this is what you need to do every single day. Start implementing. It doesn't matter where you work. It doesn't matter your family. It doesn't matter anything. What matters is that you see it, you write it down, and you say, what am I going to do today to bring this on? You can find a lot of resources. The best resource you can find, one of the best resources, is Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale. You can download his information for free from the internet. Or if you need some information, just send me an email. But implementation is you either do or you don't. And this is where most of the people will fall off. This is where people will let it go. According to the writer again, he said, John Maxwell said, lots of folks have great ideas in the shower, but they seem to lose them when they dry off. Don't be one of those people. Use persistence and passion to bring your ideas to life. Well, in our last 57 seconds, excuse me, all I can say is you have the power to be you. You have the power within you, as deep-rooted as it has been from the day you were created. There's the power within you to be who you're supposed to be, no matter what that is, provided that it is right for humankind, provided that it's honorable, provided that you're not going to go hurt someone. You have the power to be. And that power comes from a greater force from above. It comes from God. So for you, whoever your God is, God has given us this. God is almighty and powerful for everyone. So believe in yourself. follow a map, create your own, believe in your purpose. This is Power to Be You. See you Thursday with Emotional IQ. Love you all.
Blog Talk Radio.
Power to me, you. Power to me, you. Power to me. Thank you.